Josh Kellner, now being joined by a head coach of your Menominee Maroons, Coach Chad Brandt. Special presentation right here. Coach, congratulations, 2025 Division 7 state champions.
Unbelievable, Josh, to complete the run that we were on, and just ecstatic for the community. Most importantly, the boys, the work, and they get to be rewarded with a state championship, and it's just awesome. The staff put in so much work, and the boys responded with great efforts every week in, week out, and I just couldn't be happier.
A tremendous showing by your team in a state title game. A lot of times teams have little jitters. I'm sure you had that as well, but if you look at it across the board, your team had the experience being here 2 years ago, and how much of a factor do you think that it probably helped you guys out in this game?
You know, I think it did help, and I think it helps too. We come down a day ahead of time, and I think going in, walking around the building, watching a game being played with other high school kids and saying, okay, that's going to be me tomorrow, and doing that, I think that relieves a little bit. And then when we get out there, you look around, we start in the morning, and you look around and say, okay, it's my turn. And I also, during warm-ups, I paused, we took a knee in the end zone, I said, look around now, these things are filling in, take it in and just enjoy it for a moment, because once we play, we got to lock in. So, and I think all of that kind of stuff sort of takes the nerves off, and I think it showed for our kids.
Yeah, the differences you had from 23 to 25 with your travel is you guys went down a day earlier. You think that was a big positive change they had with the guys?
We did the same thing. We left Friday. Yep. The difference was when the game was played. We went down on Friday, and there was a game Friday. Last year, we went down on Friday, and there was a game played on Saturday. It all had to do with that Michigan State game that was being used for the Ford Field.
Well, and it was nice to be there, and one thing about it, too, before we talk about the game, is the support from the fans and the community. It's too bad one fan bus couldn't make it due to the weather, but you had a really good showing. It was really great to see.
For sure. When I turn around, or we would hear the Go Maroons, or just get loud on a big play that we would make, or a score, or an interception, definite noise behind us, behind our stands. And then when we turned around and saw everybody with the maroon and white and gold, it was an awesome sight.
Now let's go to the game now itself. You guys received to begin the game, and you set the tone early, and you really cruised in there, scoring on your first series of the game on a touchdown. And then when they went offensively for their first series, you know, the time was, you really grounded out the time, both teams did, but a big key was I almost want to say a backbreaker to be in the game when Maverick Genesee stepped up and picked up a pass to force the first turnover.
Sure. So going back to our first drive, I don't know how many plays it was, Josh.
Nine plays.
Yeah, I was gonna say about eight plays. Never really got slowed down, so we were in rhythm. I usually want to see, do we have the line of scrimmage, and we did. That, to me, that set the tone for the whole game, that we were going to be able to run the ball when we wanted. So that was key. We were running some on the edge, and we were running up the middle. So that was a big start. And then always have to settle in defensively, and they have their plan. I think they converted some third downs and kept the drives going. Then I think we had a penalty in there, which gave them a big chunk of yardage. Maverick got beat on a slant, but Blake Posh had a big tackle, touchdown-saving tackle. And then a couple plays later, Maverick's interception, I agree with you. I don't think they really threatened the rest of the game until at the end. And so with him making that play and us going down again and scoring once again, I think the control of the game was in our hands.
Looking at it, I just now noticed it here. I'm looking at the stat sheet, your second series. I don't think this happened to your team all season long. You're in 18 plays. You capped it off with a one-yard touchdown.
So that drive was 18. Yep. I didn't realize that. And I did we have a – might have had one completion in there.
Yeah.
We were pounding the ball.
And it was for negative 2 yards.
We had the one.
Well, you had one for negative, but you did have another one there.
We did have a one to ding you.
Yep.
That went a potential fumble. It didn't get recovered. So some – little bit that we talked about there in the huddle about staying with the fundamentals, and he tried to reach the ball for one extra yard for the first down. But we had the line of scrimmage, so we don't have to defend them, and I think it really frustrated them. You could tell in his post they only had the ball twice in the first half.
Yeah.
We scored on our two possessions, they didn't. So that was nice.
And you go back into the game now, that is really frustrating. Only having the ball two times, and that's actually happened to the Maroons previously in previous years.
Yeah, the year before that comes to mind, our Kingsford game. in just last year, not this season, three possessions each half. And Kingsford was having drives that were over 6 minutes. And I just, it's frustrating because you want to get a rhythm, and it didn't. I don't think they ever got in a rhythm. They wanted to establish a run, or did they want to try to a couple big plays in their passing game, and they didn't get a rhythm. So kudos to our staff for putting a great plan together as well.
Yeah, looking at it here, all eyes were on their quarterback and Jack DeVries, and he's got a lot of black ink on the sheet here. 10 of 26, 149 yards, just had a few big pass plays, but two interceptions. I have highlights for touchdowns. He's got none of them. One was just by the running back later in the game. But really, you contained DeVries, and you even contained T.J. Luton, their running back overall in the game. In a state championship game, that is really impressive.
Well, especially, I think they might have had 30 points at halftime in the semifinal.
Yeah.
So, kudos to the, like I said, the coach staff. We all put our heads together and Coach Connery and Coach Matthew and Coach Chenard especially put some ideas, and we all just draw it up and we work so well together. I think what we did is we took away some of their easy stuff. They like to get it out in the flats maybe to a guy and let him run. And then they like to spread out and hand one easy to 22. And we really took away two or three things that they like to get just easy yards and get in a rhythm. When we took those away, and then the other thing is we have good athletes that can cover man-to-man. They weren't used to that very often either. And if it is man-to-man, usually there's a guy over the top and they can go somewhere else. I thought we had a great plan that took away some of their easy targets and not give me yards for 5 here and 7 yards there. And it made them work. And when you only had the ball twice in the first half, they didn't have a great idea what can we go to.
And DeVries really couldn't settle in the pocket either. He had fits on him all the time. One name that always comes up is Xander Yurkwich, and he had a heck of a later part of the season, especially in the finals.
Sure, and Xander had a great year, yeah. But he was focused in this game, so anytime they went trips, we widened Xander. He split the difference between the trips and the guy, because there's one thing they like to do is zip it out on a bubble or a fast screen. Or they would run to that, and they're like, what are we going to do with this guy? He's not close enough for the receiver to block, and the tackle can't block him. And Xander's tall enough. We would put him up, and he had a couple deflections in the game. And then it took away some of the things. They're like, we can't even do that anymore. So that takes a chunk of their offense away. And then Xander, we'd say, you got to get back in on the play, and he had some great pass rushes too.
Yeah, he played very well. That's your defensive side right there, all around really impressive. Now let's look at the offensive side here. You've been mixing it up all year. You did it again. You scored a touchdown in every quarter, two touchdowns in the final quarter. But one man that had a standout game, Clayton Miller, over 100 yards rushing, three touchdowns, 25 rushes, and one catch that's been replayed numerous times. And he played very well. A lot of people saying the game of the week or went to the player of the week went to Clayton Miller. All around, it's an all-team thing, but Clayton had a great postseason and a championship.
Yep. Offensive line did a great job blocking, of course, and Clayton was the benefactor of that. Found the holes. He also, when he'd get to linebackers and DBs, I think punished them, which helps as you continue through the game. And, yeah, for Clayton to finish his career with that game. And it was nice to see him have a great catch, too, because we go through all those 7-on-7 stuff. We run that where we match him up on a linebacker. And it seemed like in the summertime we missed it more often than we could hit it. And it was awesome to see him. And to be able to catch it and do a flip, it was definitely a maroon memory.
Well, the person throwing the ball is Tanner Tirkoff. Tanner, 160 yards passing for a touchdown as well. So there's your mix of passing and running. More running this game because you control the line of scrimmage and you control the clock. And that was the game plan, and it was really to perfection.
Yep, like I said, going back to that first drive, we won the line of scrimmage, so we kept the ball in our hands. And I told the kids at halftime, because I think we only had that one completion in the first half, or whatever, I said, big plays are coming. They'll be there. I said, we just took control of the game. And they're frustrated. So now they're going to start creeping up. And, yeah, with only, like, 7 completions, 160 yards, that's big production. So when we needed to, you know, I was a very conservative play caller and just kept the ball in our hands. I would say one of our most conservative games all year, I think you would agree, which is fine. Let's win the state championship. Could we have scored more points and cranked out there? For sure. But that's the beauty of this team is we have weapons all over. Let's take what the defense gives us, and the defense keeps playing well. And beautiful game all around.
Yeah, 13-0 at halftime. How was the locker room in between the quarters there?
Confident, but not over-energetic to the point of like, hey, guys, let's go back home and have some fun. I think Tanner spoke up and maybe another one of the players. Let's have more enthusiasm when we make plays, and I think that will help us enjoy even more the second half, and it'll bury them. And I think we did have more energy and more celebrations together, which was fun to see.
Yeah, 34-6, the big win there. You got the trophy you wanted to come home with, and how was the celebration afterwards on the field and when you got right back in the
locker? On the field, it's great. It's just a different animal in that we really love, like, the week before, that jubilation at that semifinal game and the fans and family coming down and hugging on the field. I take that memory as more than the final. The final, us hugging each other, player to player, coach to coach, player to coach, all that is awesome. But I have a guy in my ear saying, okay, coach, you just got the trophy. You need to go down to 35, take a picture, and you'll have 60 seconds with your team before you need to get into the press conference. So if they move you along really fast, so it takes away some of the celebrating that you can do. And if parents and friends could come down, I'm sure there'd be tears on the field. That, I think, happened the week before, and then we had to get off the field. It does take a little bit of that magic away from it. But what we did was we circled back around and met some of the families out by the statues in front of the stadium and had some fun there.
Yeah, that is the one downfall. I hear about it every time. The biggest complaint to the MHSAA is how controlled they are. They want you in. They want you out, and everything is to a T. I mean, even as the media, our rules are a ton that you have to follow. You have to pay to broadcast, and they control every aspect of everything we do. And it's kind of sad because it is a bunch of kids, and it's a family. It's not about a business.
Correct. And the business side of it, I also was not happy. And I don't know if you've had time to peek back, but the NFHS, multiple people had reports how they didn't do real well. They didn't show our kids well. I don't think they spoke about Menominee very well. When I think back to Fox Sports or FanDuel and they had more stories. They showed us our kids in town. They showed our kids with celebrations leaving from our community. NFHS didn't do that kind of stuff. And I think it took away, hopefully, from what I hear, it's a contract that the MHSA couldn't work out. So that's depressing, that end, because I thought FanDuel and It Is Now or Fox Sports, they did a better job and really showed the communities and the kids more.
It was more of a hometown feel.
Yes.
Is what they wanted, not a business enterprise
that
it has come to. I mean, $15 to stream it. I mean, hey, listen to me for free.
Correct. Yeah, I don't get it.
But anyways, congratulations to win, 34-6, state champs. Before we talk just a little bit about the whole season in a whole, let's go over the championship award winners.
Yeah, we already mentioned Clayton Miller, and his finish for Maroon of the Week was awesome. Blockers of the Week, that offensive line. We took control, first drive. You mentioned 18 plays on the second drive. Kudos to them coming off the ball, and we knew their D-line was the strength of their defense. Henry Dobbins was D-lineman of the Week, and I'm sure you mentioned his name quite a bit in there. He made tackles across the field on the other side, which we hadn't seen all year. I thought it was his best game of the year, which was awesome. Alert Club, Maverick Genesee, that early interception really went in against Schoolcraft, and then Dawson Bardowski's diving catch looked like a touchdown diving catch.
Yeah.
And when he went to intercept it, I could see the other team pulling on his jersey. He knocked it off and then makes an incredible diving catch, which was awesome for another one. Scout Player Week was the whole group. All those guys helped us prepare, which is why we played so well in the championship. And Century Club, Clayton went over with the rushing. Tanner went over in the passing. And our Maroon Memory, that catch with Tanner and Clayton connecting up the sideline late third quarter, going in to have a dagger. And he made a diving catch or a flip catch, which was a memory that many Maroon fans will always look back at.
Everyone's going to remember this one, 2025 state champions. And now just a quick look at the whole year. A lot of times you say roller coasters up and down, and really a lot more ups than down. Really the only downs are when teams forfeited against you.
Yeah.
And that's a sad thing to see. You could have this two extra games underneath your belt. It's good for the kids. It's good for the starters, good for the backups, good for everyone, the whole community. So that's a downfall of it. But overall, a perfect season, 12-0 undefeated.
Yeah. To win every game that you're put against, really only challenged once with Piwamo. And we made some mistakes, I think. It was at second quarter. All of a sudden, we had three turnovers. And kids were questioning themselves. It's the only time I saw it all year. Otherwise, I'd go to practice. Kids would work hard. Knowing that we may roll on Friday nights, and they still pushed each other because we wanted this to happen. We wanted a state championship. And you can't coast in practices during the week, say in September or October, just because you think you're going to win a game easy. And our kids didn't. They responded every week, every practice, all in, push each other, compete. You say those things, but not every group buys in. And the leadership and the seniors, they really wanted it, and I couldn't be happier for them.
Is there any point in the season where you figured, all right, this is something special where we do have a chance to really make a run? Or did you know just coming in?
The coaches, we talked this summer, and I try to keep it on the down low, and I won't say it to the kids, but when we go to places like those 7-on-7s, and we went to West Apeer, and you're beating teams like West Apeer and Notre Dame and Bayport, and then they go on and you're looking the week before we play that they're winning state championships or in the state championship in Division One, Division Two, down in Wisconsin. You know we have the athletes that can compete at a high level. We always compete at those things, but then to go down there and win it, you know, and then, okay, well, let's get our linemen ready and let's go compete. And so we knew we had the makings of it, but it's still on the kids to make it happen, and they did.
Yeah, we talked about it actually last week and how much those 7-on-7s helped propel the team to victory. And then now you work on the linemen. And one thing that I will say, at the beginning of the season, that was a question mark. And there was really no doubt this year about the offensive line. I thought they played tremendous every game.
Every game, running and pass blocking, and just responded. And they worked really well together. And, you know, Coach Matthew just does an awesome job with them. They have linemen movie night every week, which brings them even closer. They have fun. They build continuity. Another key ingredient, we stayed healthy. That's big. But yeah, I had referees after games go, boy, your guys really come off the ball. And then defensive line teams thought they could maybe run and then wear the clock down. That didn't happen either. All around team effort all year.
Every game, all year. It was great to see a tremendous season. You say goodbye to the seniors. You have some special ones that you've had for 3 years. You have more seniors next year. You had a good team coming back, and even some young men that broke some career records at it. You've had your entire tenure as a head coach.
Yeah, there'll be some record breakers, and we'll go through the stats and we'll see that, whether they're career records, season records. I think you mentioned how there's probably some that were taken away by losing two games, but what you can't take away is a state championship, and these guys will have that forever.
Yeah, their name is going to be engraved here. Their picture will be on the wall. They'll add it to the 1998, the 2006, 2007 trophy case. It's going to be great to see all these young men, and they earned it.
Yeah, for sure. And it was well-earned, and there couldn't be a more deserving group in my eyes for everything they committed to each other to go win that state title.
Coach, anything you want to add before we close off our final interview of the year?
This team, like I said, is just so memorable in everything they've done. I sent them some messages a day or two later and just saying they're at the top of the mountain. And there's nothing more I can ask of them. And I couldn't be prouder of a group. And just they'll always have a little spot in Maroon history and be looked at as state champions, as they should be. And when they have reunions down the road, no one can ever take that away from them.
Coach, it's been a treat. I'm going to say thank you from me here at the radio station and even the community. We appreciate what you, the coaching staff, and the Maroons did for the town of Menominee, bringing back that trophy and brought it to Menominee High School. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. I'm blessed to be just a part of the Maroons and couldn't be happier. Thank you very much, Josh.